numbers can we zero down? Thank you.
Parliament
fact, not even Parliament, Department would then have to be ready to pay for such, you know.
Second thought. Second thought, sir.
Mr. Nell, why don't you just quickly introduce your team, and then you shoot from any hip. You know, like cowboys and cowgirls.
Thank you, Honourable Chairman. Certainly, we would have liked to have you in Bloemfontein in our offices so that you can see what's really happening there in the animal recording industry, what's all happening in our building there. But yes, we accept your apology, and it's just sorry that this happened. Well, Honourable Chairman and the members, and members of the Portfolio Committee, thank you for the opportunity to inform you about a crucial building stone of the most important agricultural sector, namely the livestock industry. And I would really like to emphasize that we represent the animal recording industry, of which Stadbook is only the mouthpiece. Yes, I'd like to proceed by introducing our delegation here. I want to kill this thing first. I'm sorry. Next to me is Dr. Pierre van Rooyen. He is the general manager of SA Stadbook. I think you all know it by now. On my left-hand side here is Duncan Sarapalwani. Duncan is a member of our board, and I think I must mention it, that Duncan today, he got this meeting so important that he's got a farmer's day tomorrow on his farm in Freiburg District, and he said he would be here today. He want to attend this meeting. He's serious about this. Next to him is Mr. Charles Eis, also a member of SA Stadbook. He's our deputy president. Then Mr. Freddy Wasserfall, board member. Next to him is Mr. Henny Cronier, chairman of the PIC Performance Testing Advisory Committee. And then there's Mr. John Stratton. He represents the small stock performance testing. Mr. Russell Clark, he's the chairman of the Beef Performance Performance Advisory Committee, national. And then, pardon us, Mr. Skalk Greiling from BC. That's Mokrikor. As you can see, honorable members, this delegation represents the total animal recording industry. I said that the livestock industry is the most important section in agriculture because 43% of the agricultural GDP is derived from livestock and livestock products. It is further important to note that 70% of South Africa's land is only suitable for livestock production. South Africa is, for instance, a net importer of inter alia meat. The potential is, however, to produce much more, especially from our former disadvantaged sector. These people are excellent stockmen, but unfortunately the genetic production potential of their animals are inferior. Even the best food cannot improve the production, that's milk, meat, or wool, of an animal above his inherent genetic potential. All that good food and management practices do is to let the animal produce according to its genetic potential. We have good indigenous breeds in this country. There's Nguni, Afrikaner, Drakensberger, the best I think, Boer goats, etc. Excellent locally developed breeds like Bonsmaras, Dorpers, and only be a means to viable commercial livestock production if the higher production potential animals are selected, and these bulls, rams, and boars are used for breeding. The only way this can happen is if the production potential is measured. This can only be properly done through formal, independent performance testing schemes. Milk recording, beef performance testing, small stock and pig performance testing. These schemes are, however, expensive and need sophisticated scientific inputs. Animal improvement is worldwide seen as of national interest, providing food security, utilizing resources which cannot be economically used for other production and is therefore subsidized by the state. Because of technical advance and different needs, our current system has become clumsy and cost inefficient, and is the industry now requesting a one-stop, cost-efficient, user-friendly system for animal recording. And this is very important. During 2009, there were various reports in the press about financial constraints in the ARC. Dr. Shadrach Mpuli said in Parliament that he does not receive sufficient funds to do a proper job at the ARC. On ground level, producers started to notice that vacant positions in the regions are not filled, and technicians, kilometers were drawn in and they could not perform their control tasks with the schemes properly. Stadbroek's executive committee therefore went to see Dr. Mpuli on April 2009 in this regard. He confirmed then these financial constraints and asked us to assist.
Sorry, Mr. Nell. Where are you reading from?
It's only the introduction to the.
Oh.
Yeah.
We will give you a copy.
Sorry.
Oh. Okay. Because I was. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. He then confirmed these financial constraints and asked us to assist him with a plan to turn the situation around. He said, in so many words, that the schemes are run at a loss with a negative impact on the ARC's financial statements. We consequently appointed a professional team to investigate animal recording here and abroad and to compile a business plan for animal recording. Honorable Chairperson, after months of thorough and dedicated work, we came up with this win-win plan, which we will explain to you in a few moments. Since we submitted the plan to the ARC on 29th January 2010, and I want to emphasize that the CEO of the ARC and the senior officials were the first to see the plan after the task team finalized it, we have been engaged in a series of workshops with the ARC, meetings with the minister and the senior advisors, and various meetings with the Director General, Mr. Zita. Through all these meetings, not once were we presented with an alternative or practical suggestions or were problems with the plan identified. They all just kept on saying they would come back to us, but deadlines were simply never kept. As time was running out without any decisions taken, more key officials resigned. As a month ago, Dr. Bux Olivier, the head of the small stock performance testing scheme, resigned. The industry decided to take desperate action. I now have the pleasure to inform you that we had an animal recording industry meeting yesterday in Bloemfontein. This meeting was attended by all the relevant role players using the Interest National Database in one or more way. The attendance was overwhelming, and we received an unanimous mandate to immediately proceed to negotiate with the department to implement the plan in the interest of all livestock producers, and please note, all producers, viable livestock production and food security for all the people of South Africa. I think at this stage I am going to ask Dr. Van Rooyen to present this plan to you. Thank you.
Honorable Chairperson, members of the Portfolio Committee, thank you once again also from my side for the opportunity. And before I present you with our plan, I just want to clarify a few probable perceptions which we have learned about that came out of the industry, not the industry, but people talking in all ways, et cetera, and picked up these things. And we just thought that right in the beginning we want to give some clarification on those. Sir, we have no hidden agenda. You said that there's a hidden agenda behind this plan. As Mr. Nell pointed out, we've been busy with this since January this year in various conversations and workshops with the ARC's top management as well as the department. And it was said that we've got a hidden agenda. The plan in front of you, I believe you have got copies. I have sent out copies. This plan is our whole plan. This is what it is. This is what was given to the ARC, and they have had it now for 11 months to study. Further, it has apparently been said that we want to take over the ARC, sir. All we want to do is to streamline animal recording into a win-win situation. We are not excluding anybody or any organization. The government's motto is that by working together, we can achieve more. This is exactly what our plan entails. The stud breeders are willing to assist any person, regardless of color, who wants to be a good farmer to become a successful farmer. Officials of the ARC said that, and they said it to us, that we walked out of negotiations. Chairperson, this is absolutely not true. The last workshop with them ended at a dead end, yes, because for the upteenth time they could not present any constructive suggestions or plan from their side. So it was a dead end, but we didn't walk out at any meeting or workshop. But at that stage we suggested that we believe that because nothing came from their side in all these times, our plan should be accepted by them, as they could not present any reasonable plan in all the months. So I just want to emphasize we did not work out. And then lastly, it has been said that Studbook only wants to get its hands on state money. Well, obviously the people spreading this false story have not read the plan. You will clearly see now as I illustrate the plan, presented to you, that this is not possible if you look at the structure that we are suggesting. Chairperson, before I proceed, I just want to draw your attention to my first slide, where I want to just explain to the honourable members what animal recording is about. Animal recording has got two legs, but okay, before I get to that, I just want to say that the livestock industry has got seed stock producers, which are the stud breeders, and commercial and seeds and commercial farmers, commercial producers. Those are the two types of livestock farmers that you do get, is the commercial farmers, what we call commercial farmers, which are just, for instance, a beef commercial farmer will produce meat and that's his product. And the milk producer will produce milk. But on the stud side, on the seed stock side, the product of the farmer is, in the first place, improved genetics. He's selling genes in the first place. Yes, there's also an overflow of beef and milk and wool, etc., etc. But that's a very valid categorizing the farmers. But then you get the animal recording. And that has got two legs. You've got pedigree recording on the one side. Sorry, I just want to get my pointer out. That won't work. I'll use this. You've got the pedigree recording on the one side. That's the one leg of animal recording. And then you've got performance production recording. That's the other leg. So the... Oh. I'm not using it. Very clear. I couldn't make it. Yeah. Come The pedigree recording on the one side is what the stud breeders, the seed stock producers are doing. Sorry, sir. I'll just have to discuss it. And that is the recording of the birds, the birth certifications, the parentage, the individual. You must know who's the father and the mother of the animal, and you keep a full pedigree of that animal. That is the first side of recording on the pedigree side. But then you get the performance side, where for those same animals, you, if it's dairy, you do milk recordings. You measure the milk production of the animal, or if it's a wool sheep, the wool production. On beef side, the growth of the animal, the beef, the quality, etc., etc. And then those two legs alone, it hasn't got any value. A pedigree on its own doesn't tell you much of that animal's inherent genetic potential. It tells you, yes, it comes from good parents or grandparents or whatever the case might be. But on the performance side, then again, you need to add the pedigrees to the performance measurement to be able to get to the final end product, which is breeding values, bluff breeding values, which we have. And so you've got to integrate the pedigree side with the performance side to eventually get to a bluff estimated breeding value, which you can use for selection and identification of the real genetic higher potential animals. Now, on the pedigree recording side, everything that's done there is private. There's no government funding on that side. All of Studbook's services are fully funded by the users, the breeders. Studbook is involved on the pedigree recording side. That's what our core business is. All the various breeder societies, there are 64 of them in South Africa, and one in Namibia. Botswana Society is also a member of us at 65. They are all members of Studbook, and you can get also other registering authorities. There are societies. The Act provides that an animal must be recorded by a registered registering authority, which is Studbook for 65 societies. But then there are a few other societies, breeder societies, that took the decision to become their own registering authority. But that is all private. All the business on the breeder society side, on the registering authority side, and the data that we collect, as you see there below SA Studbook, is birth data, parentage, ownership, pedigrees. We keep record. If you sell a bull or a heifer or what, you must transfer it, because if a bird comes in, for instance, the first thing we look at is are the parents in your possession? That's the first test. If not, then we will not record that birth. The father and the mother must be in your possession, or it must be recorded on the system that it's for instance an AI bull that's been used, so there can be more owners. Just to give you a small example of the fine-tuned and in-depth recording that we are doing. Pedigrees are kept till as far as you can go. We've got pedigrees till 20 generations, from 1905 when we started with recording. Pedigrees, reproduction, we keep full record of the reproduction of a cow or a ewe or a pig or even a horse. Transfers, as I've said, and then there's also control over imports and exports. You can't just import and export. There must be a permit from the Department of Agriculture, but then we must get the information so that when the calves or the ewes are born, or the lambs are born from that imported ram or cow, that we know where it come from. Otherwise, it will not be accepted. Now, for all these, we've got beef cattle, dairy cattle, sheep and goats that we do this for, horses, pigs, ostriches, alpacas, dogs, etc. So that's on the pedigree recording side. That's absolutely private. Then we've got the performance production recording side on the right side, and that is government subsidized. It is at this stage contracted by the Department of Agriculture to the ARC to do. Earlier days, it was done by the regional, provincial, agricultural departments. The last 12 years or so, it's done by the ARC. That is government subsidized. Users pay a portion. All farmers doing performance testing have a fee that they have to pay for each animal's weight that they send in, or wool sample that they send in. So that there is a user paying also, but it is definitely highly subsidized by the government. And that is internationally also the case. And as I said, it's done by the ARC at this stage, and the schemes that are at the moment in operation are the beef performance recording scheme, the milk recording scheme, the small stock scheme, and the pig and poultry schemes. Now, those two, the information coming from those two legs on the sides must be integrated onto the integers. Now, the integers is only a system. It's a very highly sophisticated animal recording system, computer system. That is all the integers. It's computer hardware and software. And there, the pedigree information and the performance information is integrated. And from that, the product that you get from that is the blub estimated breeding values, which the farmers can use for all these schemes to identify the genetically high potential animals and carry on with breeding with them. Now, DAF contracted the ARC to manage the integers. That's this, again, the system. The Animal Improvement Act, Act 62 of 1998, stipulates that the DAF can contract by choice who must manage the integers as the national database, because in the Act, the integers is declared as the national database. The ARC, on their turn, then subcontracted Studbook to manage the day-to-day operations of the integers. And for this, Studbook is paid at cost, and the IT, because all the IT personnel and the office space where the integer system is Studbook, in Studbook's building, and Studbook's personnel, and the ARC subcontracts us to manage the integers with our IT team. Chairman, what we actually, our chairperson, what we wanted to present to you now is this industry plan for an integrated animal recording structure. And that is what you have in front of you. I'm not going to show all the pages that you have in the document that we've sent you. That is it's quite a lengthy document, as you can see, but I've tried to from that, and you recognize them, but I've just tried to show to you the most important ones to actually convey to you what we intend and what we suggest. A new approach has emerged worldwide in recent years with regard to animal evaluation and recording, whereby animal recording services has been privatized with the aid of government funding. We do not have to convince you that the livestock industry is the most important of all in the country. As Mr. Nellis has said, that more than 40% of the total agricultural GDP comes from livestock and livestock products. So we really believe that the livestock sector is the most important agricultural sector. Furthermore, 70%, as he's also said, of South Africa's available agricultural land is suitable for livestock production only. You can't make a viable living from anything else in those areas. However, because most of this area is semi-arid, and even arid rural areas, making a reasonable living from livestock is not always easy. It is therefore imperative that the genetic production ability and adaptability of livestock must be beyond questioning. This is not possible without the proper measurement and genetic evaluation, primarily of seed stock, forming the genetic basis of all commercial animals as well as all producing animals, in order to be able to identify the more productive animals. Chairperson, I just want to emphasize this, that you're going to get, let me take two cows. You can get two cows in the same area. Both have a calf. They remember, they eat the same food. They need the same inoculations, the same treatment, but the one will have a weaner calf of 220 kilograms, and the other one on the same farm, in the same conditions, will have one at one of 180, or one of the 70 kilograms. That is only because genetic, inherent genetic difference for producing a calf. Mothering ability, enough milk, etc., etc. Growth ability, these are highly and medium heritable traits, and that is why you can't just look at animals or have a lot of animals and try with everything in the world to improve them if the genetic potential of that animal isn't there to really achieve those goals. And that is where the seed stock people come in. It's the same as with a potato producer. The one decides to be just a potato producer for the market, and he produces potatoes for the market. The next one, his neighbor decides, now I want to be the seed potato producer. To be able to do that, he must qualify to do that. The government must investigate his farm. He must be free of diseases, and the potatoes must be inspected by inspectors from the government before he can get those potato seeds as quality controlled and certified as seed. And that's the same in the livestock industry, and people do not always realize that you get your seed stock producer, who is the one that produces the improved genetics, to carry on and help the commercial farmer to become more viable and produce also good animals. In order to achieve the above, it is essential, and this is important, to have a proper, independent, credible animal evaluation and recording system in place. As I've shown to you in the beginning, that we've got the pedigree recording and then we've got the performance recording. The performance recording is sophisticated and must be done in an extremely proper manner. And we have in South Africa, or internationally, there's a council, like it's called ICAR, International Committee for Animal Recording, and they have the rules and regulations for proper animal recording. There are about 65 countries in the world that are members of ICAR, and our system has been accredited by ICAR. In other words, our standards, adhere to the international standards for animal recording. And that's why everything that we produce, all our reports and certificates are internationally accepted. In order for research institutions to be able to focus on their core task, namely applicable research, the gathering of production information, recording of the data, and the evaluation thereof, most countries have started to privatize animal recording services with the assistance of government subsidies. This has resulted in more efficient recording operations, mainly because of the elimination of duplication. If you look again at the slide that I've shown you right in the beginning, then you can see here that because the recording of data has been split into two legs, obviously there's staff duplication, there's recording duplication, and if you can put it into one, then you'd cut out the duplication, make it absolutely more cost efficient. That's just what I've said there, that you've got the two legs there on the stud book and ARC at this stage, and due to the way in which recording is operated in South Africa, duplication takes place on a large scale, resulting in an inefficient and costly service. For these reasons, as stated above, SA Stud Book has recently undertaken an investigation. Okay, this was done in January, so it wasn't that recent. Regarding the future structure servicing animal recording and improvement in South Africa with a view to improving support provided to the livestock industry via these services. This investigation, which was done over months with a lot of money used and with a lot of effort from expertise from various sectors in the livestock industry and by the assistance of a professional organization that deals with compiling these kind of business proposals. This eventually came to the report and the plan that we have now, and this investigation revealed, and they also looked at the international situation, and the following key issues were then to be considered after this investigation. In other words, a plan should adhere to these key issues. Firstly, providing assistance to the ARC, enabling it to focus on its core task of performing research, with relevant information being readily available. This means that all data recorded on the integers will be made freely available to the ARC for research, development, and technology transfer. They must have 365 days, 24 hours, full access to all the data for research purposes. Utilization of South African resources to gather and process information required for research purposes, and thereby ensuring that the information remains in South Africa and a valuable investment is made in the South African animal reporting and improvement industry, because it has happened that some societies decided to make use of foreign programs instead of the integers, and the data of those animals are overseas, and we haven't got full access to the data. That must be prevented. Possibility of involving tertiary educational institutions like university graduates to gather and process information, providing valuable developmental opportunities to the youth of South Africa and serving as a cost-effective manner of forming this function and also to build our own capacity. Elimination of duplication in order to achieve greater cost efficiency for the Department of Agriculture as well as users of animal recording, resulting in the expansion of the current service. Increasing the participation of all livestock farmers with special focus on previously excluded farmers and breeders, because it's important to incorporate them, to make them, assist them to become viable, proper farmers and to make a living from it. International trends in respect of animal recording, as noted in the introduction above, including privatization of performance recording with continued support from governments. The continued sustainable operation of the integer system, it's imperative, it must, because it's an excellent system, it's world-renowned and accepted and respected. The assurance of data integrity and quality, garbage in, garbage out, also counts here, and it's absolutely important that there must be no doubt about the integrity and the quality. It's not negotiable. Future of animal improvement recording schemes from a reliability, sustainability and cost efficiency point of view. Accessibility of the integer system and data by the DAF, research institutions such as the ARC and the industry, and protection of such data. The role of government funding and then segregation in this plan, it's important that it's clear and cut that the segregation of Stadbook from and what we call now NUCO, you see later, just to have a name, this new structure is called NUCO, and the finances must be split because Stadbook is private and NUCO should be subsidized by government. A summary of these key focus areas and benefits of the proposed new structure. Improved service to commercial farmers and breeders. These are focus areas we want to focus on. This. Improved support to developing farmers through dedicated initiatives such as Kwanafatsu Yatkoma, which is an existing project by the ARC. DAF to remain the custodian of the national recording and improvement schemes and maintain full ownership and access to the integer data. Bringing the livestock industry in line with international trends of privatization with government support, because that is what they found in the investigation, and we also were at a conference in June, the ICAR conference, International Committee for Animal Recording Conference in Europe, and many countries followed the same route that we're suggesting now. There was a paper read at the conference where Ireland explained how they went through this whole process. It was interesting because our plan was already finalized then. It was finalized in January, and in June they had this paper, and it is very similar to what we are suggesting. So that was really reassuring. Increased cost efficiency through elimination of duplication, and that is where there's a lot of savings of money, millions. Can be saved just because you can cut out duplication. And then very important is to build South Africa's own capacity. In the livestock industry, animal scientists cannot grow and become experts if there's not enough information available and for them to do the research on this. And we are losing a lot of top animal scientists from South Africa, and that is what we would like to prevent also by this initiative. Chairperson, the current animal recording and improvement structure sees Stadbook providing, as I've said, birth, parentage and ownership recording services, namely the registration recording, while the ARC has contracted by the Department of Agriculture responsible for the National Animal Improvement Recording Schemes, the performance recording, and then the genetic evaluation block analysis. This is similar to what I've shown to you, just to get it in line with the plan. The data recording part again, you've got registration recording by Stadbook and other registering authorities. You've got animal improvement recording schemes and BLOP analysis by the ARC. This is integrated in the Integers, which is subcontracted by the ARC to Stadbook to operate at this stage. And then on the ARC side, ARC is contracted by the DAP to manage Integers, and then we integrate all this information into the Integers to get our BLOP reading values. A total at this stage of 163 staff members are supposedly currently employed by the ARC and Stadbook together in connection with registration recording, performance recording and genetic evaluation. I said supposedly because if you look at those, the graph there, you see that on Stadbook side there's about 56 people, about 36 at this moment that we have employed for our task. There are 107 positions that are earmarked for the animal improvement recording schemes at the ARC, but at this stage only 74 of those are filled. The rest are vacant, and some of them have been vacant for 2 years and longer. So there is physically, there was 75 till about a month ago, but then there was a resignation of the head of the small stock performance testing scheme, Dr. Bux. What if you said that 74? This is the last figure that I have. I might be wrong on that, but we have it at 74. Now, the 56 of Stadbook includes 16 staff members working for Integers. So there ain't actually only 40 people doing the registration, but 16 are the people doing the Integers and also the data capturing on behalf of the Integers. Now, this whole plan was down to Chairperson, honorable members, that to get a lot of synergy from combining a lot of tasks with a much better user-friendly end result. The synergies which are expected to be realized by combining all aspects of registration recording with performance recording. It's unique here that we've got these two legs because all over we talk about animal recording, and animal recording are both. And we've split them now, this is suggesting to get them together. These aspects of registration recording and performance recording and genetic evaluation services provide the rationale for the proposed new structure. Now, the synergies are the following. We all work with Stadbook and the registering authorities and the ARC work with the same clients, the same animals, and we share data. But we do it with separate structures, with separate people, and it just makes it clumsy. And the synergies that could follow from this, if you could combine them, are the following. Increased efficiency due to, and this is important the days we are where money is always a problem, elimination of duplicate processes like data editing and administration. We've got now ladies working in the same building. The one works with the animal from one point because that's the ARC side, and the other person works with the animal from the other side. It can be combined, and one person can do exactly the same thing. And it eliminates the confusion amongst breeders and our clients, and the frustration because there's always passing the buck. The one says, no, this isn't our problem, it's ARC's problem with this animal, or the ARC says, no, it's not our problem, it's Stadbook's problem. You can cut that all out. Avoidance of unnecessary delays and conflicts arising from sharing of information. Provision of necessary structure and incentives to improve self-sustainability of registration, recording, performance recording, and genetic evaluation. And then also improved service to clients. That was the increased efficiency, which is very important. And then improved service to clients due to better and faster output of data to breeders and breeder societies. As the farmer sends his data in, he wants the results as soon as possible because he wants to use them. The dairy people use it every day, and there mustn't be delays. At the moment, because of the clumsy system, there are delays. shorter response times in dealing with client inquiries, because now we're giving the other one is giving the other. If there's a problem with an animal, we give us pass it on to the other one. Here, if you go to one person, he's got to give you the answer. Simplification of billing model to enable one-stop billing service to clients. The client says that they want one account for animal recording. They don't want an account for performance testing, one for registration, etc., etc. Integers, they want one account. Improve direct services to farmers at ground level, and that's important because there's a big need for that. Improved and easier access to information for clients and DAF, as well as ARC dealing with one organization. And then thirdly, increased participation by breeders, commercial and developing farmers in the various animal improvement recording schemes and genetic evaluation due to more efficient coordination of tasks and professional services. Now, to be able to do this, and you'll find more detail in the plan that you've got, but this is to summarize it, a new structure is proposed which entails that an independent Section 21, this is one form. There are various business forms that you can use. There are also suggestions in that regard in the document that you have. I'm just showing this one that, for instance, a Section 21 company, which we call NewCo, just for the plan's sake, managed by Stadbook, will be responsible for the animal improvement recording schemes and genetic evaluation. Integers will be independently managed by either Stadbook or NewCo under separate contract with the DAF as is currently the situation. Now, if you look at that organizational structure, you'll see a little bit later I've got the organizational structure, but then we've got a management structure for the day-to-day operational management. The organizational structure suggests that you've got a Section 21 company, you've got Stadbook on the one side, and you've got the Department of Agriculture on the other side. Integers can be managed either by the Section 21 company, which will be a section of Stadbook, or by Stadbook directly. Other members, as negotiated on this Section 21 company, the DAF will be there, but everybody can sit on this Section 21 company as an advisory committee. Other members, as negotiated by DAF and which they might want to have there, such as the ARC, BC, BEEF, Small Stock, Big Advisory Committees, other registering authorities, everybody using the integers can sit on that committee. Then you've got on this side, you've got the Animal Improvement Recording Schemes and Genetic Evaluation that is directly under the Section 121 company, that's the BEEF Animal Schemes, and that is phase A, the cow-calf evaluation, phase B, growth and field, phase C, central bull test, phase D, bull test on the farm. You've got the dairy recording scheme, the small stock scheme, the pig scheme, and the bluff analysis. That falls under the section on the new code. The other side you've got, as we've said, the registration recording, which is the birth and parentage ownership testing and verification, as we've just explained that to you, integrated again in the integers. So this is the organizational structure. An alternative organizational structure may be considered, which would entail that SA Stadbook assume responsibility for the animal improvement recording schemes and genetic evaluation per agreement with the department. Integers will be independently managed by Stadbook under separate agreement with the DAF. So exactly the same thing, but instead of forming a Section 21 company, we were just asked by the department to look at other, when we discussed this in a workshop with them earlier this year, that we must look at other organizational structures, and this is another suggestion, is that Stadbook is just directly contracted. As at the moment DAF contracts ARC to do it, they contract Stadbook. The financial side can still be monitored clearly and separately handled, so that there's no money from the department going to the Stadbook side, the registration side of animal recording. The cost structure I'm not going to discuss with you in detail. All I want to say here, because you've got there a few pages on that with absolute detail of exact figures of how we got to these figures, like based on current figures in the industry and salary scales, etc., etc. Everything's been very, very carefully dealt with, so we're very comfortable with this. But the important thing is that as part of the new structure, Emphasis will be placed on service quality within a cost-efficient framework. Funding of 15.6 million per annum will be required from the DAF based on the 2009-10 projections, and there is also a 5-year plan in the document that you have, plus 1.9 million for the integers, which is currently what is paid on the, for the integers. This is after the incomes on all these various, you see there's the income side, that is what the users of the system, the schemes pay in. And it's the balance that is currently also coming from the department through the ARC, which they say they don't have enough to do the job. Now this comes down to a total of 17.5 million, which this plan says they can do this job with. Then all the vacancies currently will be filled in the regions. This is compared to plus minus 30, and there must be added that is X without the integers. So if you add the 1.9 for integers, you're talking about 32 million. Currently, what the ARC currently says, which Dr. Mpuli told us, that's what he actually needs to do a proper job with performance testing schemes. And this plan suggests that it can be done for 17.5 million. The staff component, and which we will carry on with that now, is that to do this job, the plan suggests a staff component of 56 people. And as I've said, and this is important to note, that we base our whole goal is to get the people on ground level where the job must be done, where the farmers can be reached in the regions. And this, currently, the ARC has gone the wrong other way. They haven't filled the regional offices. They are tending to have people concentrated at Irene, head offices and so on. And we can do it with 56 people, and all vacancies will be filled with 13 million rand to be saved. Now, it is a view of the industry, and this is coming from the industry, and I want to emphasize again, Chairperson, this isn't Stadhoek's idea, this is what the industry role plays. That's why we brought them with you today. These are the chairmen of the various schemes. That's what the people on the ground level ask for. The view of this industry role players is that the current regional infrastructure should be maintained with improvements in efficiencies and service levels to be implemented in order to increase participation in the animal improvement recording schemes and to assist developing farmers on ground level. Currently, the ARC is scaling down in this regard. It is only on regional level that the developing farmers can be assisted successfully. Our plan entails that in every regional area, those circles are the current regional offices, and we suggest that they should be maintained and even be expanded in that regard, and that at each of those there will be a technical officer that will be appointed to concentrate on the developing farmers in that area, to do it in that area, not from a centralized position at Irene, for instance, as is currently the case. The continued successful operation of the integer system. Without the system, you can measure as much as you wish. You can register as much as you wish. You must have a proper system. And this is very, very crucial. Now, the continued successful operation of the integer system, as well as the animal improvement recording schemes, are among the key issues in implementing the proposed structure. Now, these issues are the following, and I just have a comment there next to each of the issues. The integers. It is proposed that the management of the integer system be transferred directly to Stadhoek under contract from Dutton. We are doing it now, but it's going via IRC. We just let's simplify it and do it contract Stadhoek direct instead of subcontracted by the IRC. DAF will be required to continue its current financial support of the integer system, an amount of approximately 1.9 million per annum at this stage, with inflationary adjustments will be required for the management, maintenance, and that's important, including replacement of hardware every 3 years. It's important that we've got just the best hardware there, and operation of integers, and that's included in that amount. Animal improvement recording schemes, the four schemes, for continuous improvement of the genetic production potential of the national herd for food security purposes, the efficient and successful operation of animal improvement recording schemes is vital. The successful and timest rollout of the proposed animal improvement recording scheme infrastructure, as discussed in this business plan, is of further critical importance. And then the staff, which is the sensitive one, and this is important please note that in an effort to increase the quality of service provided to clients participating in the animal improvement recording schemes, it will be imperative to employ qualified and experienced staff, especially at regional level. That person must be able to assist a farmer, to teach a farmer, to help a farmer. Most of the envisioned staff positions, and this is where also all stories went around over this plan, and as I said, people saying things that haven't read the plan or studied it properly. Most of the envisioned staff positions can be filled by personnel currently involved with the animal improvement recording schemes through the ARC. The remainder of existing ARC staff who would not be employed in Newcombe would be available for ARC core tasks, namely research and development. It will be critical to ensure that employees who join Newcombe from the ARC are accommodated in terms of retirement benefits, medical aid, etc. We've provided for all of that. You'll find it in the plan also. Chairperson, if we need 56 for this plan, and there are 74 people, we're talking about 18 people that will not be accommodated, and not 50 that will lose their jobs, as the story goes around. These 18 people, Dr. Chinna himself said to us 2 weeks ago that they've got hundreds of vacancies at the ARC, and I'm sure they will be able to find for those approximately 18 people that may not be used in this, to find them amongst those hundreds of positions, a position, so nobody need to lose a job. We also undertook that if we carry on, that we will first advertise within the ARC, because we would like to maintain the expertise and experience of the people that are there and fill as far as possible the positions from those people. Data for research, continuous availability of data to the DAF, ARC and other research institutions, it's absolutely important, and support for the development of research staff in South Africa. And then transformation process will be required if the new proposed structure is approved for implementation. If you can't take it over in a month's time, we envisage about 6 months to do the turnaround. Chairperson, Newcombe will be managed by Stadbook in accordance with the new management agreement between the DAF and Stadbook. This is the management structure. I showed you the organizational structure. This is what we envision. The management structure is to get a streamlined, cost-efficient management. Stadbook will be there. At this moment, Stadbook has got five divisions, with each a divisional manager. We've got professional services where we do similar things as calculations and evaluations for herds and for societies on herd structures and inbreeding, etc., etc. That will stay there. It will have a close relationship with BLUP. It's a similar type of analysis that's been done there as with BLUP. They use the BLUP figures for that. That's professional services with a very top animal scientist is the head of that. Registration recording, where the physical registration of animals takes place. Information technology, that's the integers. As I've said, it is under our management, subcontracted by the ARC. Then we've got, obviously, the financial department, and we've got the secretariat, where we do the secretarial work for certain of the people societies, breeder societies. And then Newcombe will come in as a sixth division, if you wish. But we've lifted it a little bit, that it will be directly responsible to Stadbook's council.
I take it you're going to be concluding now. You're almost an hour.
Okay, I'm virtually there. I'm not going to start to elaborate on this. I just want to say this is the staff component to show that across all the various stations for the regions for the various improvement schemes. Chairperson, successful implementation of the integrated animal recording and improvement structure would serve as a leading example of private-public cooperation in the agricultural arena in South Africa. It is the view of SA Stadbook, its council, and the scheme leaders, these people with us today here, that are all stakeholders in the South African livestock industry, including participants of DAF and South African public, would be better served by an integrated animal recording and improvement structure through inter alia. Improved service to commercial farmers and breeders, improve support to developing farmers through the dedicated initiatives such as Kwanafatsu and Komo, empowerment of research institutions by providing relevant information on a readily available basis with DAF maintaining full ownership and access to Integer's data. Elimination of duplication resulting in increased cost efficiency, bringing the livestock industry in line with international trends of privatization with government support, and ensure sustained service delivery to this very important sector of agriculture. Various other alternatives other than an integrated structure were also investigated by Stadbook. However, it was concluded that an integrated structure is indeed the only viable alternative to the status quo. Should the proposed integrated structure be implemented successfully, the model would serve as a leading example of cooperation between private and public sector role players in South African agricultural arena with a prominent focus on service delivery. Thank you, Chairperson.
Who's doing lights here? Thank you, Dr. Van Rooyen. I think there's a summary of the story. It talks more to two things. On one hand, cooperation between private and public sector. That's your emphasis. Granted, there are a number of other models that can be used, but the affinity there seemingly is more towards a PPP, private-public partnership. Whilst on the other hand, you have a very serious issue of record-keeping of statistics as they relate to agriculture in South Africa. It's not only a matter for livestock or animals. It is also a matter of a number of other commodities. The unintended consequences of what is going through with the Competition Commission. I'm sure it's a matter, Dr. Postman, that we need to get back to. What is happening with your Competition Commission? Some of these organizations, commodity organizations, are literally resigning out of these chambers. You know, the milling industry has just been recently, you know, been briefed to a point where currently, as we speak, there seemingly is a big problem that is looming for the country, where if we do not have anywhere where there exist central statistics, the country can go to and be able confidently to receive those statistics. Now, those could be your unintended consequences of some of the work done by your Competition Commission recently. That would be how I would you know, summarize as far as where I'm seated. But again, this is a briefing to the committee, having heard your own frustrations, as you had said, Mr. Nell, in your introductory remarks. That you have had interactions with the department on these specific matters, literally having not been able to do much success, if I may use those words, and also some of the interactions that you've had with the ARC. Members, Yele. Dr. Bosman, Mr. Abram. Mr. Gaylor.
Thank you very much. I think this is really a very well prepared presentation, and I think one must congratulate him with the amount of work that has been done. And also the thought that has gone into the different programs that was worked out. I believe that surely we move into an era that private-public partnerships is definitely a solution to some of the service delivery issues that we face. And that that is why we have to really consider fairly seriously what the implications are and if the possibilities are that a better situation will result from this presentation and the new idea that we put onto the table. Obviously, it needs to be supported. There's one or two issues that I want to maybe just clarify, ask for clarity. The problems in livestock registration and performance recording has come a long way, and you will remind, and I just obviously my colleagues on the other side know about it. I just want to remind them of the Swanepoel report that was brought out in 1998, also coming from the same problems where all the other societies were disillusioned with the service that they was being provided at that time. And this report has actually highlighted the issue of the incompetence of the provision for services. And it resulted in the Animal Improvement Act of 1998. Now, why I'm telling you this is that since 1998 and since the Improvement Act has come into operation, quite a number of registering authorities have opted out of Stadbook. And they started a new federation or a foundation, I'm not quite sure, Livestock Registering Foundation, which at the moment services quite a number of breed societies. I'm not quite sure, but I believe on the meat industry, quite most probably the majority. And I also know that quite a number of them are in the region of about six of the seven beef breed societies have opted for their own performance recording system. Now I see that there is a agenda on at the back on this improvement or what you call performance recording system called the breed plan. A little bit different. It's a worldwide plan that is also based on actually more estimated breeding values. And why I know it because I'm a member myself of it for many years, so I know the background of the and the history of the issue. Now, while I'm highlighting this, and my question then comes from this point, that obviously this is not inclusive of all the breed societies in South Africa. And if we need to, from the government side, need to support the industry, we should support the whole of the industry because they're all covered by the one Animal Improvement Act. So we cannot just support the one and the other. Now, my question is really on this issue. Has it been discussed with Breed Bank and the Livestock Registry Foundation to see whether they would be inclusive and what is going to, because let me just put it a little bit broader. They also have and service breeders in the Southern Africa. They're not only in South Africa, they service breeders in Namibia, Botswana, and I don't know where else, but I know that they are operating in a little bit broader sense. So they will establish as well, and I think from our side we will have to consider the issue whether we will have to then from government if we are going to go into this new dispensation, see where they fit in. If they are going to be independent themselves and carry on, we will obviously discriminate against one of the two organizations if we only support one and the other, and that it will have an impact on the members on the ground of those institutions. which obviously at the moment I think they carry the improvement side of it. They got no subsidy, they haven't got a grant from ARC, so they're doing it on their own. So my question is, and I see they've also discussed the idea of going independent completely. I don't know if some of the other proposals haven't been discussed or actually highlighted in the presentation. But we will have to consider the whole spectrum of this improvement programs and animal improvement programs once it is in front of us. So if they could just give us some more information on how do they see a cooperation or inclusiveness or whatever the case may be from the two sides. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jefferson. Jefferson, I would just like to make a couple of inquiries. First one is, if other groupings formed themselves, what were the root causes that led to them forming themselves? Mr. Bosman is saying. I mean, there must have been some other reason. For example, were they dissatisfied with the services provided by the ARC? What? Secondly, Chairperson, regarding streamlining, of course, one would personally think that if one has a streamlined procedure, it would add value, that it would make things and life much more easy. So I would like to know whether you see major impact on the industry in terms of making life easier for everyone if the process is streamlined. Furthermore, Chairperson, I need to ask that the ARC, yes, one accepts that there are capacity problems there, but they have said a few things, and I need to ask because it directly affects.
Stadtbook, what they had said. Sorry, sir. They say here that the Department of Agriculture had entrusted the development of an electronic animal registration system to SA Stadtbook, a private organization dealing with animal registration. But after a cost of 25 million, the efforts did not yield the desired output. I would like to have a response to that. What is your response when ARC says that this effort did not yield the desired output? They go a step further and they say that as a rescue plan, an off-the-shelf software called IRIS, I-R-I-S, the flower name, was purchased at additional cost. After SA Stadtbook failed to deliver the product as promised. Now, I don't know which product are they referring to that you had promised to deliver, but if you could give us your take on that. Then, Chairperson, I would like to know whether Stadtbook, having been involved in the livestock industry, the recording industry, and the seed stock industry since 1905, whether you had been involved in any way in assisting government to develop the genetic potential of animals owned by smallholder farmers, by new entrants, and by developing farmers. Because whilst approximately, according to statistics, 48%
of livestock in South Africa is owned by these people. They do not contribute commensurately to the output. I mean, the output is not 48% of all livestock products. If you could perhaps tell us whether at any stage you were involved in helping, whether you had offered your assistance, for argument's sake, to government to help further develop this sector. Of course, I recognize that there are a couple of stud breeders who were former developing farmers who are today stud breeders in their own name. I know that there are some Brown V farmers, there are Bonsmara farmers, a couple of them, and that sort of thing, Nguni breeders. But I would like to know whether you have formally had any engagement, any arrangement with government to be of help. Then, Chairperson, on page 21 of your presentation, you mention on page 21, not of your presentation, of your plan, at the bottom, you mention right at the bottom, phase C. It says in scheme, possibly outsourced. Koano Fatso ya Dikomo, in scheme, possibly outsourced. Now, the ARC has actually said here somewhere that you have recommended that those two schemes be outsourced. In other words, that you would not like to get involved in those schemes. Could you perhaps tell us what was the real situation? And then, Chairperson, with regard to the ARC again, I normally purchase bulls at the Eastern Free State Veld Bull Club because I believe that those animals go through a rigorous veld test. And I was informed by the people that run the club that they have had tremendous problems, especially with the ARC, when it came to the processing of data. You see, Chairperson, there's something called, for example, estimated breeding values. Feed conversion ratio, where an animal is tested, the amount of feed it has taken in, whether that's transferred into meat, and what is the ratio thereof, and things like that. And they've had difficulties that the information, when it comes out of the ARC, is not accurate. That officials who are supposed to come on farm to come and verify what's going on are unable to come because there are no vehicles available, for example. And that sort of thing, that they have severe logistical constraints. The other thing that the ARC is saying is that there should be further... they talk of increasing the use of electronic data capturing systems, especially for the historical NARES. And then they say that data capturing to support new entrants through Kaona Fatso ya Dikomo will be introduced with close cooperation with provincial departments of agriculture. Now, since you people are involved in data and generating data and that sort of stuff, can you tell us how would that work? Chairperson, I think I've said what I need to say, but yeah, they also say expand activities of the NARES, that's what the ARC says, to business incubation for animal registration. Now, I don't understand what it means, but business incubation for animal registration, capacity building for farmers and extension officers, policy research to guide the development of legislation by DAF. So I would like to have responses to that, Chairperson. Thank you. And if there's an opportunity to ask further follow-up questions, I would take a bite again. Thank you, Chair. Sekela?
Thank you, Chairperson. Can you tell us in what way the Stadbroek activities contribute to enhancing the quality of livestock of the small and developing farmers, especially in the deep rural areas, and including the former TPV states? And if you have a plan, can you share that with us? If you don't, do you intend having a plan in assisting those people? Thank you.
Mama Nyalungo? I tell you that you're making notes.
I'm trying to keep up with it.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I didn't warn you. That's generally how, so that we have just one pack of questions that you are. Guests also, you're not going to be the only one responding. You shall have to spread to all of your colleagues to respond accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Are whole sheep farmers assisting the smallholder farmers in the rural areas with feed, lamb, for example, to improve wool production? If this is done, can you explain what the results are? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 8, I do understand that integrated registration and genetic information system, which is called Integris. Could you please unpack this system, this recording database system, and what does the BRAP mean? I also don't understand the BRAP. On page 21, page 24, the pig and poultry improvement scheme. How is the pig breeding being structured, and how does it relate to us empowering smallholder and developing farmers? And how can the Stadbroek facilitate its growth amongst these farmers and assist their development? Thank you.
I have this document here that was presented to the committee. Livestock recording and improvement presented to the committee on the 9th of November by ARC. I'm sure you've received it. Yeah, this is public information. I must also mention to you that see in your document you've written the private and confidential, your own presentation. When it lands here, it ceases to be private. It ceases to be confidential.
That was the agreement. So if I may just respond to that, at the time, January, when we
we presented the plan the first time to the ARC. It was mutually discussed at that stage because of the sensitiveness of the, that we will not we will have a confidential update. Yes, no, we accept now it isn't any longer.
Part of what is contained in this personal document here by ARC PowerPoint presentation is it? It talks about there's no page. Department of Agriculture had entrusted the development of the electronic animal registration system to SA Statbook, a private organization dealing with animal registration. But after a cost of 25 million rand, the efforts did not yield the desired output. There's a rescue plan, IRIS was purchased, some of the funds raised. And the department transferred the management of Integris to ARC 2005. Okay, can we also maybe as we respond, we just to the point, so that we don't spend much time on responses as well. They have a potential of being another presentation. The responses, so to speak. I'm saying the responses at some other instances, they have a potential to be another presentation, so that we just get to respond to the, you know. Thank you.
So do you want us to respond, Hauke? Chairperson, yeah, we will. I'll start with Dr. Bosman. On breed plan. Breed plan is a beef performance testing system. Yeah. Only it's a beef only beef. It doesn't accommodate dairy and pigs and small stuff. As he said, the problems came from far. Why did it happen that they went there? Chairperson, the registration side of animal recording is specified in the Act that must be done by a registering authority. The Act provides for other registering authorities. Yes, there are a couple of that went away from Statbook as the registering authority, but there are only six societies that are making use of being their own registering authorities. Six that are with Breed Plan doing the registrations through them. 64 breeder societies remain with Statbook. And on the beef side, there are 52 societies, and as I said, six beef societies are on their own and not with us. Since they left about 10 years ago, not one left again. Two came back. The Ngunis came back, and also the Beef Bonswara Society of Namibia. Statbook is also doing registrations for various countries in Botswana, in Namibia. There are a couple of societies in Namibia that still make use of Statbook as their registering authority. We're doing registrations for Argentina, Brazil, even in Australia, workouts, and in New Zealand and in the United States of America. Very, very big. So we're also doing international work as been said is done with Breed Plan. Jefferson, the Integris is a national database, declared national database. This the funding that we're talking about is not at all, as I've said very clearly in the plan, and it's shown in the plan, coming 1 cent to the registration side. It's only for the performance testing side. And it's structured in such a way that they can't get money, it's separately audited, etc. Now, for the last 10 years, Breed Plan has been, 8 years, has been in operation, and never it was a case that why are the government not subsidizing Breed Plan? Because it's a foreign business. The data is kept in Australia, and we've got experience with the societies that came over. You want the data, you must get it from Australia, and they must pay for it to get it back. That is why I don't think there should be a confusion. Why mustn't they also be subsidized if this is subsidized? I mean, always all the performance testing schemes in South Africa has been subsidized by the government. So all we say is we keep on doing it, just in a different structure. But it's not Stadhoek being subsidized. So the society that broke away can't be subsidized. Now, how can we use South African money to subsidize a system in Australia which is subsidized by their government, and that we've got proof of? It is subsidized by the Australian. They're here to do business. And I can really tell you that that has happened. I mean, it's been said by, it's a one-man show in South Africa, one-man show. The capacity, they can't build capacity in South Africa. It's the free choice. It's the free choice of the people who want to use Breedplan, and I'm not saying it's wrong or anything. It's their free choice, but it's also their choice to use the national database. That the Act says that the data that is not on the integers is supposed to be on the integers. Now, it's 10 years now, 8 to 10 years that the societies have gone, and their data is not on the integers. It's not available for research for the ARC or for the department. It's not on the integers. So I believe that we must support our own, our truly South African system, and okay, that's my response to that. We haven't spoken to Breedplan, the question was asked, and we from our side will not, because we believe that we want to support what taxpayers' money has built, and that is the integers and the performance testing schemes that we have, which are worldwide renowned. Now, okay, it has been said, Dr. Bosman said, that Breedplan is in other countries. It's true, but what is also true is that Breedplan is not ICAR accredited. ICAR is very important, Chairperson. There's a booklet, a big thing, a document that says how animal recording must be done to be internationally accepted. Now, countries become members of ICAR, but there's a difference, because this is a misinterpretation. They say that they're also with ICAR, and I just want to give you the facts, because this is also a fact, that there are 64 countries that are members of ICAR, but that's just members. But you must specifically apply to be accredited. Breedplan is not an accredited animal recording system with ICAR, while the Integers is accredited. Stadhoek is accredited, and the ARC also our procedures, and we are audited internationally every 3 years, which is not the case with Breedplan. So I believe that there shouldn't be a confusion of financial support to a foreign system while we've got the national database, and that's what we're talking about. And the subsidization will only go to the performance testing schemes, as it's always done. It's always been subsidized by government. I think I've dealt with everything there. Mr. Salam asked, sorry, I must just quickly read what I've written here. What were the reasons? Why did they leave? Why did they leave? Well, Chairperson, I think that is a question, and I wouldn't like to speculate about it. It's years ago that we're talking about. Yes, there was that investigation, but it was for different reasons. At that stage, the system used by the, not by Stadhoek, remember, Breedplan is a beef performance testing scheme. And the systems at that stage that were used by South Africa were a bit outdated. And I'm going to reply to that, because the questions were asked, what about the development that didn't go well? And at the time, there were two societies, and I'm not going to mention names, where they were getting frustrated because they wanted the new technology to be used. And we were busy with the development. The Department of Agriculture subsidized that with the development of a new system, and it wasn't in place at the time, and they got frustrated, and they said, well, they're going to go over to Breedplan, which is at that stage updated. But there were also all sorts of promises. I don't want to go into that now. And that was the basic, the reason, I believe, I would guess, why they decided to go to Breedplan. But then one can also ask, why of the 8 that left, why 2 already came back? And not one other society left again after the first movement. Mr. Lam said that the ARC said that that the DAF in entrusted integers, that this ARC said that the DAF entrusted integers to the stud book, and the output was that, sorry, may I just ask, is it integers or the previous system that Mr. Salam mentioned there? What? Ah, Salam, Mr. Abram.
Salam is not all right, no problem. Chairperson, no, what I said here is I'm going to repeat it so that you understand it properly, because one would like to get to the bottom of these things and understand what is really happening. The Department of Agriculture has entrusted the development of an electronic animal registration system to SA Studbook, a private organization dealing with animal registration. But after a cost of $25 million, the efforts did not yield the desired output.
Chairman, I would like to respond to that. There was an investigation in this regard also, the Kubota investigation, and the end result, I don't know whether you're aware of that, was clear. Chairperson, this isn't true. I'm sorry, I have to say that it was entrusted to Studbook. There was, I've got the documents. I'm fortunate, yeah, I can supply them to you, where the contracts that were drawn up at the time. The structure was different. You said was the name used, but the committee, the development committee, consisted out of Studbook, the Department of Agriculture, and ARC. It was a joint development that was done at the time. And one of the reasons they said that yes, the development didn't follow, $25 million was down the drain. There's a lot of confusion about that. I can also just, from what I've read, it was before my time, but some parts were finished and were used in the new development, some parts were not. At the time when the development started, this the specific development, I think 45 million rand was put aside for this, and over a period of I can't remember how many years, and they've come to a point where they said, but it seems that they're not really completing this development. And then the whole industry got together, and there I was present, where they had to decide to carry on with that development, because the developers said that they used private developers, started itself, they used contractors, said that they could prove how what was completed and what was not. Should they carry on with that, or just all try something new? What happened at the time also was that when they started off with this plan, or this development, there were not really in the world, there was a committee to look at this, there weren't other programs that could be used that suited South Africa. That's why they decided apparently to do their own development. But the development overseas grew also and was going fast, and when this point was reached, they sent a committee again around the world to see what is available now, and then they came to IRIS and so well, IRIS is now there. It wasn't available when they started developing, and then they decided and that I've got the minutes of those meetings, they decided that okay, they will carry on, give them money, buy IRIS, but IRIS is just a basic thing, it's not the complete program, it's just the, as they call, the black box, because in Europe, they've got in the most countries one or two breeds. One thing that we've got is all the different breeds. And for registration, for recording, for instance, you've got to provide for that because there are different minimum standards. And most of the development had to be done here. And at that day,
let's do this way. You see, this is a CIRA statement made by ERC.
Yeah.
I hear you. So it cannot be a dialogue, especially even if ARC was here. But the issues are serious. I mean, if a statement like this can be made in a public document after a cost of 25 million rands, the efforts did not yield the desired output. And you're coming up with a justification as to either the non-fact or for me to a point where I wouldn't wish us to dwell much on it in further justification of, you know, some of the issues you are raising. It is a matter that we'll seriously have to take it up you know, with the department and also ARC itself. We would wish at best, members here, that you know, we get a written confirmation from your side to this effect, because you are a party implicated in this whole process, because the words alone may not suffice. I think that's how we should really deal with this, in my view, serious a matter of this nature. Otherwise, it certainly does have those implications. The name may be tarnished and so on and so forth. If we may not deal with the matter we are on to any detail further, all the better for me, so that we are able to deal with it appropriately.
May I just then, on the next point, just one point, Chairperson, is that the decision was to buy Iris, that's correct, but it was insisted by the department that it must be developed with a joint venture between Stadbroek and the ARC. So
you're not helping us.
Yeah.
You're not helping us at all. You are not helping us.
Well, okay.
I have just made a ruling that we don't dwell into this matter. What are the sensitivities involved? Because we would really wish to engage more with the issues themselves, because of the sensitivities and the seriousness of the statement being made here. So I will wish to take all of these in their totality, so that you don't take one piece and leave the rest. I take it that you'll appreciate my point, and also members, we should really take that approach. If there are any other further issues that you may wish to respond to, continue maybe for another minute or two.
Mr. Salam's next question was, Chairperson, Stadbroek has been involved in, has Stadbroek been involved in assisting government developing farmers? Chairperson, yes, we have been and we're seriously involved in that. I'm not going to point it out, but if you can just read through the plan, you'll find that there are 6-7 places in the way we specifically refer to assistance and help to developing farmers. And I would like to hand out what we've done, and we were frustrated in this regard from Stadbroek. And if somebody can just help me to hand this to all the members, that since 2004, Stadbroek has written to the department, to the minister, to the DG, to the ARC, and offered our help and our assistance. We even did an inquiry, an investigation through all our breeders who would like to be involved in assisting and mentoring developing farmers. And we once got one response saying, thank you for your help that you want to do, but we will come back to you. And that was the last. We've never had any response. We had a beautiful response from all the stud breeders, and they were pleasantly pleased and helpful, and would have liked to assist. But we asked the department to identify the people where we can assist, and we never had any help. So we would like to assist. I would like some of the other members of our delegation, if they could add to that. Perhaps this is the appropriate time. I would like to ask Mr. Stratton to respond to a question that was asked by one of the members about the wool ship. He's involved in the wool industry, and I would like him to respond.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. In response to, this is John Stratton speaking. I can't see you all that well.
You see me, you've seen them all.
The National Wool Growers Association, an organization that has been going for many, many years, over 80 years, in the last 10 years or so launched a scheme to improve the wool sheep belonging to the previously disadvantaged people who are living in the old TBVC countries, which I heard somebody mention here earlier. And they've established a ram breeding program of merino rams, and these rams are all performance tested through this scheme, the small stock scheme of ours, and for a number of years now, as many as 3,000 rams a year have been supplied to these farmers in these areas, and the results have been absolutely spectacular. The wool production has increased dramatically. The profitability of the shearing sheds has increased dramatically. The average price of wool that these farmers are getting for the clips has improved dramatically. And we are very proud that these schemes, these rams, as I say, over 3,000 rams a year, are all performance tested rams. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, from the pig producers of South Africa, we also take part in the scheme where we produce tested bulls, which we look at the BLUB system. I think Dr. Verwey and Mann will explain to you further on what is BLUB. We've got also further on, we've got a company or another organization called SAPA, which is the South African Pork Producers Organization. This year, we've had a meeting yesterday. We spent $2.2 million on upcoming farmers, which includes, I think, a few people who read the Farmers Weekly not so long ago. Dr. Bohatsu or something like that was, I can't remember her name. She was one of the people that's been helped through SAPA. The breeders that belong to Stadtpoek is also the members from PB, from SA Pork Producers Organization, which is also big breeding companies. I think at the moment we've got in the vicinity of 84 people that is already successfully farming with pigs, which has been supplied with animals that was tested on the ARC system, not at the ARC itself, but the on-farm system, which we do pay a certain amount towards the ARC that they are supposed to give us the figures. So it's all tested animals. One system in the Western Cape we've got nearby, the Torrance, where they are weaning, normally in South Africa they talk about 20 piglets a year to wean from a sow. They did, at the moment they're weaning 26 piglets from a sow. It is just by the improvement of the genetic material of that animals. One thing in the pig industry that is very worried for us through the Animal Improvement Act is that there's no facility that is 100% according to what the environmental people want. It's got to be a compartmental system because of diseases. We all know all the money that we've, the government has spent down in the Eastern Cape. So we want to give disease-free pigs to the people, and that I think is the only way. From Stadtpoek, where the animals are tested, not that is going through to those people. We cannot use the test stations at the moment because none of them is compartmental units. It means that none of those animals that are tested there, if we bring semen from overseas, if live animals is imported into South Africa, the Improvement Act said that those offspring from those animals must be tested test station like Irene, Sadara or Elsenburg, and with Mr. Joel Mamabola we're working on that to try and get that according to the system. But yes, there is a lot of pigs being given and sold, and through, I know I'm also living in this province, I've got from the Western Cape Department of Agriculture, I've got 1.5 million that they've given me now that we can spend on two projects that we want to help the upcoming farmers in the Western Cape. Thanks.
Thank you, Chairperson. There was a question on about what is the integers, what system is this, and what does BLUB mean? I'm going to ask Mr. Charles Ace to talk about BLUB. But just on the integers, I'm glad for the question, because I think we mustn't get confused with integers and performance testing schemes. Integers is Integrated Registration and Genetic Information System. It's just a computer system. That is what the integers is. It's hardware and software. And as we've said a few times, it has, to get to your question, which you've asked, I don't know whether I may answer this, but you asked at the end, you said that the integers was in 2005 given to the ARC. What has happened, that development was completed in a joint venture between Stadbroek and the ARC, and when it was finished, we said that we think that the joint management is now clumsy because it's working now. So we then suggested to the department that they contract the ARC directly to manage it and subcontract Stadbroek to do the day-to-day management, because we always still, even after 2005, the integer system is the operational side, the IT personnel, the Stadbroek's personnel, subcontracted to manage it by the ARC. And the computers and everything is there. It belongs to the department, but we are doing the day-to-day running of the system. That's the integer system. It's just a system where all these recordings taken and eventually were BLUB figures, BLUB reading value figures are calculated from this, and this is... I'd like to ask Mr. Ace just to shortly then explain what BLUB means.
Thank you very much. On the question on BLUB, BLUB is the model which stands for Best Linear Unbiased Prediction, where all the data of the animal's performance is calculated with the pedigree performance side of it, pedigree recording side of it, and then there's a EBV, expected breeding value, that's being calculated through this mathematical model to predict what the animal will breed for you. So at firstly, when the animal is young, it's almost a parent average of what you would think the animal would breed for you. And when it's performance tested, and the offspring of the bull is actually measured in growth or feed conversion, is then worked into the BLUB, and that would count more weight than in predicting what he should breed for you. And that's why the emphasis of an accurate recording scheme is so important to us. Because on that basis of the BLUB module being used to predict the breeding values of a bull or a boar or a ram for us, is that's why we decide to buy the bull to breed with it. We would pay a lot of money for the genetic value of such a bull with good form or conformation within breed standards and good BLUB figures. So BLUB is just a model to do the calculations, and from all the data that's been taken from the integer system.
Chairperson, there was a question from Mr. Abram about the why did we exclude, or it seems to that we, the Phase C bull test stations, just for your information, that Phase C is one of the phases that beef animals can go through, where the bulls are for a period tested for feed conversion and growth. And there are bull test stations, various test stations all over the country. We suggest inter alia that they could be outsourced as well as Kwano Fatsu. Now, on Kwano Fatsu, Tikomo, I would like to say that the ARC currently manage a separate project, which is called Kwano Fatsu, with three technicians positioned serving the northern provinces of the country. Also, as part of a project originally initiated with the Australian-based ASIA funding agency. A separate arrangement exists with the DAF for this project, this specific project of one, and with funding of 1 million rand separately. So we just thought, and have perhaps the wrong perception, but that we made provision for that these projects were excluded from the plan, as it was perceived that the ARC would not want to retain what we say is they could carry on with that, but if this plan says no, but you must involve that, we will certainly with pleasure also manage those schemes, but then the separate funding must just be added. It's not included in the funding of the project because it's currently separately funded. And the phase C test stations, Chairperson, they have through the years, because this is an expensive thing, and the problem is also that you've got a full staff there and there's not always animals there, and you must maintain the stations, and it has happened past 6-7 years that a lot of private phase C test stations under the supervision of the ARC has started working and people are using those, and we just said, well, that is perhaps the best idea, is to let them carry on with the privatization of that under the supervision of this plan. But if it should be included, we will, but then there's also just separate funding needed that is clearly stated in the. So it's not that we don't want it, we thought that should be is part of the development side of the ARC's tasks, but we will include it if necessary. There's just not separate funded. The funding is just necessary for that. Yes, Chairperson.
Chairperson, yes. I think Mr. Abram also asked a question about help to developing farmers. And I really want to tell you, we've heard about the 3,000 rands per year that has been given by the merino breeders. But there are a lot of other help that people doesn't know about. I want to mention Mr. Soy Harman in the Northwest Province. He's doing so much work among upcoming farmers that he's a brown field breeder. He's a stud brown field breeder. Nobody really knows about it. But every year, Studbook presents a trophy to the person that has done the most for developing farmers through that year. And every year there are people like Sue Harman. This year it was a lady in Natal, I think, who's got her own story in how she assists upcoming farmers. But I want to refer to the Kwanafatsu Yari Khumu also. If you look at the plan, and we've got in every province, like what was in the plan we've seen just now. This project is basically in Limpopo at the moment. But if we have people all over the country in all 9 provinces, the people on the ground, it is their task. It will be their task to arrange farmers' days. And training days for the upcoming farmers to help them and to let them understand what is animal improvement really, what does it mean, and how it can. When animal improvement started in South Africa, a few people had a scale on a bucky or on a little wagon behind the bucket, and they drive from farm to farm, and they start weighing calves, coming back after 3 or 4 months, weighing those calves again, and just introduced the system and telling the people how they must now combine genetics with performance. And I think this is what we intend to do with when you understand our plan here. This will be a project right over the country then.
Okay, can we take you in the last one to respond?
Okay. Then, Thank you, Chair. This is one point which I'm very passionate about. I think Dr. Mahajani knows about it, of the emerging sector. The question has been asked there about the TPVC state. I think I'm one of the products of satellite breeding in the TPVC states. I started as a satellite breeder, and I went on to become on my own, to become a stud breeder on my own. So I think in many cases, stories that you can read in Farmers Weekly, in whatever, you hear most of the emerging sector, they will tell you definitely that much of their support they get from the commercial sector. It's a given fact. Bones Marrow Society, which I'm a member of, when I started with the bones marrow breeding, they gave me a mentor who is a member of Bones Marrow Society to mentor me up I become a fully fleshed stud breeder. So I think it's one of the most important things. Now, touching just a bit on this thing of breed plan, I was in Australia sometimes this year in April, and I happened to ask a few farmers in Australia how breed plan works and all those things. And I think most of them that I met in Australia, they were not that very keen and very happy with breed plan. And now, you see, it becomes a concern to me, Chair, to hear a member of this committee supporting honestly something which is outside South Africa. Now, I tend to question myself whether, is he through...
Which committee are you referring to?
Sir?
Which committee are you referring to?
The portfolio committee, Mr. Bosman. I had him supporting this issue of well, asking a question about breed plan.
Yeah, but that does not imply support.
Yeah, okay. But all that I was saying is, I think the little questions that I've asked in Australia when I was in Australia, and the little that I've read, I think we will basically need to support our own product in this particular venture. I thank you, sir.
The exercise here has got nothing to do whatsoever with supporting any model. It has everything to do with listening. We have every right to engage with all of you on any question. It must never be interpreted to be implying any position that any of us is taking. To a point where, you know, one should really appreciate the initiatives that are being taken by the private sector. Now, this is another instance where in private sector is quite bullish about what it is doing to a point where it wants to take over. I'm using the incorrect word of taking over. It wants to be seen to be a serious player. I think that's the word I must make you so politically correct here. We've just heard also AfriVet, similar type of, you know, experience. Now, I think all of these initiatives are appreciated. In fact, Dr. Van Rooyen, if not Mr. Nell, started off by saying, you know, the motto of government, you know, together we can do more. It's a slogan, in fact, of this, you know, ANC-led government. That indeed, it's quite a practical slogan that everybody must embrace, because all of us, we're talking about working together in really building this powerful, very, very beautiful country of ours, all of us together. You know, I have a few questions myself which can take us, you know, the whole day seated here, you know, talking about being, you know, recording institutions of animals and livestock. Top of my head, I was asking myself a question as to whether SA Statbook does have any figures it might wish to give us. How many cattle do we have in this country? Almost more or less, rather. How many sheep, how many goats, and so on and so forth, more or less. Obviously, it cannot be a definitive answer to say they are 101, because who knows, as we speak here, you know, how many are being born, you know, guess it'd be a question mark. And almost averagely, if you were to compare with your typical statistics of human beings, per annum, you know, the rise percentage-wise of the total number that we have, what can we say on the respective, what you call, livestock areas? And I'm sure here, members, we should have a number of related questions. But I'm saying to myself, if we were to do all of that, we can be here for the whole day. I'm tempted that we adopt an approach that says we have had a briefing, we've asked the preliminary questions, there is additional work that we need to do, because we still need to engage further with ARC, with the department, and with the SA Statbook on these very issues. I'm not too sure whether we still want to engage further. We want to engage on a short. Okay, let's just have one of each to the point without much background, and then also as we respond to the point, and then so that we really and seriously end our session on a high note. Dr. Postman?
Thank you, Chair. No, I think I want to only put one question, but I must put the record straight. I did not defend one breeder society against the other, or breed plan on top of Stadbroek. That was not my question, and I think my question was wrongly interpreted. My question was quite straightforward. We as government...
Can I just make one comment on that?
Yeah.
Even if any member of parliament here has any view, we have no right to critique.
They can criticize, it's not a problem.
No. So that we are clear as to... You can raise your own views, but now we don't want to engage in a dialogue. That's the point I'm trying to raise. Otherwise, if we begin to do so, we will never... Anyway, thanks.
My point was just that the Animal Improvement Act allows for other breeding societies to have their own registered department as well as improvement if they want to. And we acknowledge it. I think that is the fact of the matter. And my question was if they have spoken to the other independent societies, because in the end, if we try to facilitate a merger or whatever the case may be, a new structure, and one of these societies are outside of the structure, they still fall within our ambit. And that is my point. And we will have to sort that out in the end. Then they will approach us then separately on the same basis. So we most probably understood my question wrongly as far as that is concerned. I never made an attack on some Stadbroek, and also promoted the breed plan. Although I think, and I must put this on the record, that the points that were made about breed plan in this document is right. A lot of misperceptions was created by this document on breed plan, because breed plan is totally something different and totally internationally more accepted. More than 19 countries in the world, of which the United States, the Brazils, the Argentinas, the Great Britons, are using this system. And it's not true that they haven't got a milk section. I don't know if Dr. Has not heard of the Dairy Express, recording service. So that is just for our interest that Dairy Express is dominant in the United Kingdom. They got the most of the recording issues in there. So we mustn't try to belittle one of the groups to promote our own situation. We must rather try to promote inclusiveness. My question, only one question that I've got a little bit of a question mark on, is the integrated service provider, have they got a current contract that is still valid with the ARC, with the service provider that maintains the integrated software and programs? And if it's not in place, why? What is the reason? Because I heard that there are some problems around it.
Thank you, Chair. question. As I'm interested in horse racing, can you advise us how the racehorse industry is organized? In breeding, registration, and entry into races, and Stadbook's role in it. And how far is it transformed? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. What I'm going to ask, I would like a written response to be sent through to the Secretary. Chairperson, the first issue is that we have tremendous challenges in the country. And in order to overcome those challenges, we need to build bridges. We need to partner one another. We need to assist one another in order to try and reach that end destination. As you said earlier, working together we can do more. What I would like to hear from Stadbook South Africa is the following, Chair. Whether they would send us in writing, whether each of the breed societies that are operating under their wing could state what they could contribute towards our developing farmers' improvement of the genetic quality of their animals. I mean, we've heard, for example, two examples here about the pig industry, the small stock industry, about what they are doing. You see, Chairperson, unless we are focused and we have some models, we will not get far. Then, Chairperson, the second issue is, I want to tell the department. I've quickly browsed through this document that I have just received, which Mr. Nell brought around. And in this document, I note, for example, 2004, a letter is sent to Dr. Mduli, the Deputy Director General, and later became the Director General, with regard to the sort of assistance that the farming sector was offering. And the only thing is there is an acknowledgement and there's no follow-up. Now, I've also gone through these things, Chairperson. About 20, 25 kilometers as a crow flies from where I am, you have one of the top Bonsmara breeders in the country, whose bulls normally fetch very high prices. And the old man there, Arthur de Villiers, told me one day, he said, listen, man, tell your government, I am willing to mentor not more than two young people on one farm. And I will bring in 100 of my own commercial cows. And over a sliding scale, over 5 years or whatever, I will, out of the breeding, take my 100 animals back. But I will, after 5 years, see to it that you have two young men who will be future top Bonsmara breeders. I went with that plan to the DG at that time. I was told, hey, man, it's a very good idea. You don't come back to us, we'll come back to you. Never saw him again. Went to the minister, Ahmadu takes notice of you. Nothing. Now, Chairperson, I'm asking for this because I think it is time that in terms of our new growth path, that growth path can only succeed if agricultural potential in this country, including all facets of agriculture, can be developed to its maximum. We have the people. We have the land. We have over 70% of our land that's arid. What are we doing about it? I don't see a national war plan that this is what we need to do in order to make this country win and this country succeed. I don't see that. I don't see it even coming from the department. All you get in these reports and these little things that you get in front of you, yeah, you know, we work towards food security, we'll work towards this, we'll work towards that. Chairperson, the time for words is gone. We need action. And I think we, as a parliamentary portfolio committee representing the people of this country, will have to drive this process. And in partnership, I believe we can develop this process. And I'm asking this important organization to network their various societies. They say they've got 64 societies affiliated to them, and see what each society can do. Some of them, I must admit, are already doing it. The Bonsmaras are doing it. Shoei Arman, chairperson, I told the government last year by writing, an appointment is made with Mr. Shoei Arman, because the farmers that he has mentored are all successful people today. Appointments are made, and the appointments are cancelled, and Shoei Arman never hears anything else again. And I have to look down because I was boasting. I said, listen, the government is going to approach you. He phones me back and tells me, yes, they made an appointment with me, and the appointment has been cancelled. Have they called you again? Never. Thank you, Chair. I'm just expressing my frustration. But I would like this in writing, Chair, so that we have a proposal before us.
On that note, there's a lady called Noni Mukose. She was, she's in Gauteng, Johannesburg. She was last year, I think, female farmer of the year. Noni Mukose, she isn't potatoes. You should know her. When she was voted best, or rather nominated, or awarded best female farmer of the year last year, she was promised a bull last year. I bumped into her sometime this year. She was still talking to me, frustrated about the fact that she had not received, because she was subsequently then asked about business plans and those kinds of things. On the mentorship plan of the old man for two young farmers to be taken on that pool, on Smarten Pool, we need to identify those two people ourselves and take them by hand to the department and take them direct to that to the old man you are making reference to, Mr. Abram. So that you see, at times I believe quite strongly that we need to be practical ourselves in some of these things for us to be able to move, so that we don't only talk to the department and it ends here. We ourselves, at times it helps that we take, like we are going to be doing now with the Northwest situation on the disaster, it really becomes also our responsibility as part of our oversight. That's what I believe in, that we take it to ourselves to say to yourselves, here is the situation, this is where we want to go, let's get going. Mr. Geller?
Thank you, Chairperson. First of all, we are aware that, and we working with people on the ground, you know that the established sector is assisting the up-and-coming farmers, especially the Wool Growers Association. And we are not just talking in town, we're talking deep rural. You know, I'm from a place called Nkhaele, which is right down in Bomvaneland. Wool growers are assisting there. We've got some of their bulls there. But one would like to see those rural farmers being assisted in their cattle. We know there's a lot of money there, but they've got a lot of cattle which are useless to them anyway. So that is what I was asking. Is there any type of that type of assistance to the very poorest of the poor? They've got a lot of cattle there, make no mistake. But it's their cattle are of no value. You know? And then lastly, the poultry farming. In the Eastern Cape, there's no major poultry farmer. Is there any assistance that you all can have to assist those people, because you know they need the technical assistance, you know. So the, if you can explain to me about that.
If you could just be pointed in your responses, eh?
Said that he has about other registering authorities. I can assure him we have had a meeting yesterday with all the relevant road players. Two other registering authorities were present and supported this plan. They're not with Stadbook, they're members of Stadbook, two big societies, but they are using the integers. So we said that we want to incorporate people that are using the South African system, the integers. They are not on Stadbook members, they're their own registering authorities, but performance testing they're doing on the integers. And that's why we did speak to them. Dairy Express, just on that, we've spoken about breed plan. We didn't, but Dairy Express is the dairy scheme, we know, but breed plan is the beef scheme. And then, have we a contract for the integers? Jefferson, yes. The renewal. There's just an annual renewal on the fees, and that hasn't been signed by the ARC, but they pay their dues. They're behind now. They've fallen totally behind, but we are in discussions with them, but there is a contract in place, yes. There is a contract in place. It's just the annual increases in salaries that I would like to have been signed. We signed it and sent it to them. They paid the increases, but they didn't. They might have signed it, but we never received a copy back. But there's a contract. Yes, there's a contract. Horse racing, Chairperson, that's an interesting one which should actually be asked to the Registrar of Animal Improvement. The Thoroughbred Breeder Society is not a member, is a member of Stadbook, but they're not making use of Stadbook. They have been under the old Act, under a separate dispensation. They asked me how that happened. And with the new Act, it never changed, and we don't know really the situation with the thoroughbreds. They're well organized, that I can tell you, very well organized, but assistance there and how they assist developing farmers, or I'm not sure, because we do not do business with them directly. And that we must ask the registrar. Mr. Abram asked for a written, so I won't respond to that. He asked for a written response. Are those all the questions? Poultry, Jefferson. The big scheme is the pig and poultry performance testing scheme. So yes, we will certainly. It's a very small scheme for improving the genetic availability of poultry. But certainly it's in part of the whole system, and yes, wherever we can assist, we will also obviously assist there. It's not a big industry.
The deep rural areas.
I think there's, for instance, at the moment, there's the Wool Growers Association. Dr. Amik Okamp is, for instance, in the former Transkei area. They're involved with this system scheme that Mr. Sretton has spoken about on the sheep side, small stock side. And they've asked us, they've approached us, whether they want to also take this whole principle of the assistance there, where they've built sharing homes and houses and stuff like that, so sharing houses, that they want to also extend that to the beef side and help those people in those remote areas on the beef side. And they've asked us whether we will assist them with having farmers' days. I can also just mention that the number of farmers' days that Stadbook is currently involved in the communal areas in the Free State and also in some of the East State, where we've given talks and demonstrations of good animals. This year there were three, last year there were four, where we were involved in assisting those remote farmers as far as we, The problem is you can't just walk in there. Please invite us. That's what we've suggested in those letters. We're available. We will help. We don't know where to go. We can't just drive around there. Please, please ask us. We want to help.
Mr. Duncan, if you could just be pointed.
Thank you, sir. I think Start a Book is doing much. I mean, I'm coming from a deep rural area where I'm coming from. Last month we had an AI course which we organized through the Bones Marrow, the local Bones Marrow Society. Taurus came and helped educate some people. I'm having a Farmer's Day tomorrow in my farm where I have invited Taurus, I have invited other breeding society to come and educate. I think there's still much that has been done. We only lack a bit of assistant chair, maybe if you can put an emphasis, from the department to assist us, like Mr. Salam was saying. Honestly, I mean, if I can also sit here chair and discuss our frustration, my frustration, which Dr. Emily Mukhazani knows, especially coming from the Northwest. Let's not talk about those things, chair. Thanks.
Okay. You want to have your last bite?
Thank you, Chair. Would just like to report on the beef scheme. The beef scheme, that's the beef performance testing scheme, works a little bit differently because unlike the wool scheme and the pig scheme, we're dealing with a number of breeds. As you know, in Stud Book 34. So in the beef scheme, it takes the... it works from a breed point of view, a breed perspective. So each breed is doing their bit, and most of the breeds have developing farmers as members or have given assistance to developing farmers. From the performance testing scheme's point of view, many farmers' days are being held by the regional committees. I can speak for the Eastern Cape one, which I am involved with. Every third year we have our performance test day at the Dooney Research Station, and the committee goes out of its way to ensure that a lot of the talks are aimed at developing farmers. So at this stage, that is what's been done in the beef scheme. Thank you.
Maybe what we need also to do, you're saying, Duncan, you're from Northwest. We certainly have our own constituency areas where we come from. It's not that, of course, together with the department, we would wish equally. Some of us are farmers here. Dr. Bosman is a farmer, Mr. Abram is a farmer, Mr. Gail, I'm not sure whether you're a farmer.
He is.
You are a farmer. At times we would wish to say from our respective constituencies, come and assist us. So that when you go to, you know, I'm sitting here saying to myself, I'm from a township, you see, called New Brighton in Port Elizabeth. Now, you see all this cattle, you know, literally all over, you know. But of course, there are issues of bylaws and related, you know. But again, you know, respectively, these are the kinds of things you might wish to say in this constituency area. There needs to be an assistance in this or that area. Again, that's a matter we might wish to look into as time goes. And again, we also have ourselves to make those overtures to your good selves. I was just wondering whether, members, we shouldn't end on this note. A note that seeks to say, we've listened to your comments, your submissions, and thanks once again for insisting. It helped. It helps.
because we certainly are going to engage in further discussions on these matters with ARC, with the department and the division responsible accordingly. This is not the first and the last. That's the point I'm trying to raise. We shall indeed have to engage further in really trying to get at the bottom of the issues that we're dealing with here. But at the end of the day, there has to be a solution. A solution that is going to be, as you said in your very introduction, win-win. Because we appreciate the work done by the private sector. Equally, we must get our public sector going and working efficiently and effectively. In other words, whatever ARC is doing, it must be enhanced. It must not be compromised. Whatever you do, it must enhance the work of what ARC is doing. And whilst equally on the other hand, you are indeed growing, as it were. So everybody at the end of the day, you know, gets to win. You want to say your last word, Mr. Nell, the President?
Yes, please, Honorable Chairperson. I'd like to tell you that yesterday we had a meeting with all animal recording and all animal recording industry meeting at Bloemfontein at the Longhai State. And I would like to read you this first, what the people agreed on, and there's all the signatures are attached to this. The industry, you see, sir, I'm a little bit yes, nervous one hand. I'm a little bit worried, concerned, because we are getting so technical that the practical thing on the ground maybe will not be done in a proper way. I wish I could express myself in Afrikaans, but I try my best in the language that I use only for self-defense. What we as farmers, what we as the industry, in fact, only want is that the industry to manage the industry. There's so much goodwill within this industry that you will never be able to count it. All the things that we are talking about here, people here doing this, they, we are willing and we are able. If you want your appendix to be removed, you don't go to a general practice. You go to a surgeon. And we are the specialists in this whole field. The industry belongs to us in a certain way. We own the cattle that has been improved by performance testing and genetically selected through years. We can supply the genetic animals to improve the whole country's animal stock. I want to present this to you. I must just read it to what the people decide on yesterday. The industry representatives unanimously decided that as fully authorized representatives of the respective breeder societies, the registering authorities and or industry bodies representing participants of one of the animal recording and improvement schemes and or making use of the integrated registration and genetic information system, the INTEGIS, they support the following actions. 1. The proposed business plan for the National Animal Recording and Improvement Schemes as presented, that's the same plan that you've got, to the meeting held in Bloemfontein on 23rd of November this year, yesterday. The negotiations with the government and other bodies by the recording industry as presented by SA Stadboek, the advisory bodies for the four schemes, as well as other registering authorities making use of the national schemes and integers,
to implement the proposed business plan. Please give it. I think, Honorable Chairperson, that we must agree that this industry plan, because I call it the industry plan, this is what the industry wants, and as I said in the beginning, Stadbroek is only the mouthpiece. This plan is complete and inclusive. Every little detail was debated, all the technical things too. And I think I must underline that we don't exclude anybody. That is also very, very prominent in this plan. So, we sincerely request you to convince the department to accept and to implement this plan. This is an honest effort to secure livestock improvement in South Africa. You see, all the people who submit data into the integers are represented in this mandate that has been presented to you now. Without their support, there will be no data at all on the integers. It was suggested even yesterday that if we are not successful, we must consider total privatization. Yes, it will indeed have...
Mr. No.
Yes, sir.
I thought we will end on a high note. It seems as if we are starting again with a speech and an introduction. You don't have to convince us. Ours was to, and again, continue to listen. And then we'll take the issues further. Are practical. We're not only just listening and being theoretical issues. We're practical. We say there's a disaster in Northwest. Since 2008, monies have not been used. Farmers found themselves in disaster situations. This committee is saying, let's go there. Mr. Abram is saying there's been an offer. We have been given that copy. There's an offer by one farmer who wants to mentor two young, farmers. We are saying, yeah, let's follow that one and present those two young farmers so that over 5 years they are being developed. Full-blown Bonsmoran farmers, breeders. Now that's what we're doing here in this committee. Precisely because this is a committee that seeks to ensure food being secured and safe in this country. It cannot be theoretical because food, you've got to produce food. You cannot just talk about food at the end. So don't convince us more than we are convinced about having listened and having established a need to take the matters forward. So I thought we are concluding in our remarks so as to be able to see how best we move forward. I'm also making other statements myself too. If you don't mind, just quickly, to the point as we conclude, and you also find time to rush off to your flight.
Yes, Chairperson, yes. I just have to say this. It was suggested yesterday, because I'm bringing a message that if you are not successful, we must consider. The industry has told us, I'm the mouthpiece, total privatization. It will indeed have to be a downscale service. But then all the data belongs to the industry. And will no data be available on the integers for research? Unless it is bought from the industry. Now, Chairperson, we do not want to go. And that's what I really want to tell you. We do not want to go this way. We don't want to go this way. If this committee can only help us to get this excellent PPP plan implemented, it is
honestly, this is of national interest. I think so, and that is what they said I must bring to you today. We don't want to go the way of privatization. We don't want the way to let our data go overseas. We want everything here, and we want this government to trust us to be part of building a better South Africa. That is what we want. Thank you, sir.
We're saying the same thing. We're saying there must of necessity be a working togetherness going forward. You certainly have a role to play in building our economy, in building our country. And that role cannot be questioned by anyone. All what we need to do is to find mechanisms of doing exactly that. Saying and seeing, you've already been doing some work with ARC. That has been your PPP, public-private partnership. All what we need to do is to establish where some glitches are or where, and correct those in order for us to be able to bring one solution to a problem going forward. I don't think it really gives us an opportunity to say you throw the baby with the bathwater. It does not work. It has not worked. And it will never work. The baby is there. It must be nurtured. So that's all what we are saying. I want to believe that I speak on behalf of all of us here, members, that we have a baby here. We need to nurture this baby. We need to bring the department, we need to bring ARC, we need to bring SA Stat Book, and be able to see where we can find synergies and move forward. That's all what we're saying. I guess that's what we are saying as well. We don't also want, you know, our statistics and our information to be somewhere in Australia. We need to be able to manage it. And you have, you know, the stock, livestock, you have all of those in the enterprises. But we need to be able to see how best we can pull things together, because, again, you have your own weaknesses. ARC has got its own weaknesses. Equally, you have your own strengths. ARC has got its own strengths. So we need to pull together all the strengths together and defeat all the weaknesses. And I want to believe that those weaknesses are smaller compared to the strengths. I think we should really find every reason to work together. We have no reason not to work together. You opened with, you know, the wise words, working together, having to do more. We are on that path. In fact, if not doing more, we'll do a lot more than doing more. I think, members, we seemingly have reached a point where we need to adjourn our meeting, and we are adjourning our meeting, also concluding the year on a note of doing more, having worked together, and continuing to work together. I must also thank all of you that you made an effort of coming here. It is appreciated, I must say, that all of you have made it, and we must thank you that the respective breeding societies and their heads are here. It is well appreciated to a point where, you know, we seriously need to move at a pace that is going to be in accordance with the seriousness that we have accorded our meeting. We appreciate that, no doubt. Members, I think we have come to that point wherein we want to thank everybody for having made it in the meeting. And this being our last meeting for the year, wish you all in your endeavors over this period of holiday season. as you travel, travel safe, and don't drink and drive, and have a restful period whilst working, of course, and looking forward to being with you again in the coming new year, and all the best to all of us. Thank you. Sorry, there is cookies and drinks and